This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Please welcome your host, Max, or as we know her, Dame Maxine.
Hello, loves. How are you? Yes, it's Dame Maxine, or Max as some people know me. And tonight, I've got a bevy of beauties with me. And they're all kings. Aren't they lovely? Heath, you haven't had that many people in this room for ages.
I know, it's fabulous.
Yes, and Heath is my fabulous program panelist. He plays with my knobs for me. Makes it easier for me to function. I can relax. How bad can I be? And yes, I've given KJ a title. She's my program researcher. How's that, KJ? You have a title.
Good evening.
Good evening. She's a very quiet one. That's why she does a lot of research. She's fabulous at doing things like that. Now, I'm going to try my hardest to introduce the drag kings who are in tonight. I have four of them. So we're going to see how we go at getting our names right and our sound checks. So this is the way we're going to do this. We have Buster.
G'day.
We have Justin. Just in. Is it? No.
Justin.
Justin.
Hi.
I like just in.
Just insider. It works.
Just
it works.
Insider. Yeah, that's what I thought. We have Jess, is it?
Jessie D.
Jessie D.
Yeah. Hello, hello.
And I was going to say Connolingus, but it's not. It's Connie.
Connor.
Connor.
Connolingus.
Connolingus. Okay, so yeah. We've got four. Oh, we have got a fifth one who is our audience participation person.
Woo, go audience.
And what's your drag king name?
I don't have one yet, but if you come up with one, let me know.
Oh, okay. Okay, audience.
Sounds like we've actually got a challenge.
We've got a challenge. Now, this young lady who is the behind-the-scenes person. She was the lighting expert for last month's Kong's Kings. I'm getting so used to a big furry thing at the moment that's hanging all around town because the premieres all started this week.
Yeah, we've seen the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going in a couple of weeks. I'm very excited.
Okay. So we've got Kong's Kings competing against King's Kong's.
We'll win. It's okay.
I think we're much better looking.
We'll win. Oh, yeah.
I think our mind budget's bigger.
Mind you, bear hibernation is on at the same time, so a lot of fur everywhere.
We can beat our chests.
I saw that last time I was at the show.
Jessie Dean.
Yes.
Hey, I was clean shaven.
Really?
Backcracking.
Yes, I did see some of that. Because I've got a few questions for the kings later on about getting prepared, and I know what happens with a drag queen, you know, what things we have to go through. It'll be interesting to find behind the scenes because Drag Time on Joy 94.9 is all about looking behind the scenes, the journey of being a drag, whether it's a king or a queen. Ooh. I'm outnumbered. I've got five kings here.
It's too much.
And two extras. Well, the sides I'm getting from the extras, the support staff are just rioting at the moment. Okay, well, tonight we're also looking at divas. Well, we're looking at the divos, the male version of a diva. Because we're looking at drag kings, they do male impersonation, correct?
Correct, correct.
Yeah. Correct, correct, correct?
Yeah. Correct.
Nobody actually tries to do a female impersonation?
Well, actually, well...
Jessie Dean's a bit queer.
Jessie Dean's a bit... He's a bit fabulous.
Bit
he does
everything.
Whatever he wants.
Flamboyant.
Excellent, because yeah. I know one lesbian up in Queensland who does Sher, and she does a fabulous Sher.
At the last Kong's Kings, Banger and I actually did Kylie Minogue as gay boys, so gay boys doing...
Oh, definitely.
It's
more like Victor Victoria. She was a female pretending to be a male, pretending to be a female impersonator. So it works very well. Well, when we look at all those sort of things, we're looking at tonight's music is Aussie male divos. And I've got my research person who's gone hunting through Wikipedia and all the other computer things. She's got miles and miles of all these would-be Aussie Devos. Well, I know... I'm not sure. Do you like the term Devo?
I don't know.
Or would you rather Diva?
I like Diva personally. I think, you know, it doesn't really matter what gender you're
I like
you're
drag
for.
King.
A drag king.
Okay. I just like called fabulous.
You make a great drag Devo king. I know. Funny red hats. Sorry, come on.
Devo reminds me of those men with the funny red hats. The whippet.
Whip it? Oh.
Like a dog.
Whip it good.
Whip it good. A diva. Oh, deviant. I didn't say that, did I? And also, we're getting ready. I've got 1 minute. My fabulous panellist here is trying to keep me in track. So while we're looking at the Aussie Maldivos or divas, so we're looking at quite a few of the ones who have been famous as... celebrities in their own right. It's also getting ready for Joy 94.9 Radiothon.
Woo.
Yes, becoming members. I've got five people here who might become new members this week.
Yes.
It's fabulous. Why would you become a member of Joy?
To win that wicked car.
Good reason.
I tell you what, that car is awesome. It's very comfortable.
And if you look on Facebook Drag Time, you'll see a photo of Heath and I with that car.
Do we get a framed picture of you two if we become members?
Oh, yes.
We can work on that, definitely.
Can we get a framed picture of the car if we don't win it?
Yeah, we might even try and get you a little plastic one.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yes.
I might find a matchbox one for you if you don't win
that,
it.
That could fit my drag case.
Okay. Well, our first number we've got... is way back in 1967. I know none of you were born then.
No.
Because you don't look old enough to be that.
Are you kidding?
Stop it.
It's
because we don't smoke.
You hold your age very well. I don't think... Oh, yes.
I was 10.
One was? 1967? No. Oh, I don't know. How old do I feel now? Well, anyway, you might have heard the name of this character.
I don't know. John Farnham,
the voice. Well, anyway, tonight we're doing a different one. Where do I begin? Now, I picked this one because I thought it would be a good one for a drag king to do. So we've got John Farnham back in 1967 when he first started and he became King of Pop with Sadie the Cleaning Lady. And he's singing tonight, Where Do I Begin? On Joy 94.9.
Melbourne's most lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen. Joy 94.9.
The Great Catsby is set to be the cat's meow. Calling on all guys, dolls, sheba, shakes, dappers, flappers, dames, janes, to join us on a trip back to the roaring 20s for a ritzy evening of cat adoptions at the Lost Dogs home. Get your glad rags and get a wiggle on down to the Lost Dogs home this Thursday. Between 6 and 9 p.m. and meet some of the gorgeous cool cats that will charm their way into your hearts. All adopters on the night will receive a special Catsby adoption price and take home a memento of the evening, including a Catsby-styled photo with their new family member and a gift pack. So tell all your friends, family, tell everyone. The Great Catsby, a one-night-only adoption event at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne, this Saturday, May 30 from 6 p.m. See dogshome.com for more info.
Melbourne's most lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen. Joy 94.9.
Oh, how bad could we be?
I'll behave.
Yes, that was fun. Thank you, Heath, for reading that one.
That was fun.
And I think there's not a GLBTI member who hasn't had a pet of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got a pet pussy at all? I didn't say that on air, did I?
I got a really tough dog.
Oh, lovely. A blue heeler?
No, he's a chihuahua.
Chihuahua
cross with this and that.
Okay. All right, let's get some seriousness here. No, I couldn't. I'm drag time.
Nah.
We're on drag time. Okay, tonight we're looking at the art of being a drag king. Now, whilst that last song was on, we were looking at, could any of you think about doing that number? And the answer was, it's a torch number, isn't it?
No, it'd be painful for everyone involved.
So like doing a torch number is one of the hardest ones to do unless you've got someone you can sing it to, correct?
Unless you want to be a stalker.
Oh.
You could do a stalker one really well.
Oh, yeah, that could be a stalker show. You creep people nicely.
Out. Start in the audience and just like sing at them.
Sniff people. It's like things as you take them.
Hair of underwear.
So, okay, if we're going to look at the journey of a drag king, okay, what makes a drag king? Apart from being a female and they're trying to impersonate a male, can a drag king impersonate a female?
Yes. I think anything can do whatever you want to. I think as long as you're taking gender and kind of fucking with... Oh.
plucking.
No, I get what you mean, though.
Mixing it up.
Have you read...
Kate
Bornstein's Gender Outlaw?
No.
Oh, it's a fabulous book if you're interested in gender...
We'll put that on.
Bending.
We'll put that on drag time so we can.
Yeah. Gender Alor. Anyway, she's talking about doing drag and she says something interesting. She thinks that Arnold Schwarzenegger is like the ultimate drag king because he's a male impersonator in that he takes the male gender and just does it overtly and over the top. And I think anyone can do
all three words he ever says.
Exactly. Right. And he's just like the ultimate masculine. So I think anyone of any gender can drag any gender as long as you're kind of playing
taking
with
gender
it.
And
with
turning it into a character.
Exactly.
I know a couple of lesbians up in Queensland who I worked with who actually played Cher and a few other female characters. And they did it so well because they were impersonating the character. And I think
you'll find that if you ask any drag king, ask every single one individually, they'll all tell you a completely different answer to that question.
Yeah.
They've all got their own ideas, their own rules. Some don't have rules. Some have a lot of rules.
It's hard to answer.
Some have a lot of rules they like to break.
We'll come back to the nitty-gritty then. Taping down.
Oh, that's fun.
Okay, we know drag queens have to tuck.
Yeah. So
and if you don't do it right, then you get in trouble. So drag kings, do you have to tuck or tape?
We bind and leave them out for on stage. We do everything to
them. It's personal preference, really. A lot of people do different things.
Michael Bublé was a really good one. Cut holes out of his shirt. And just had them out.
Boob.
Had them out.
Oh.
just flopping around. Just a
I've
bit
done
of
that before. I had an underbust.
I didn't understand that.
Michael Bublé.
Because that reaches a different audience too.
Yeah. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Very. So then, so stockings and fishnets and bustiers and corsets and things like that. That's...
They're
some
like
of the role play you can wear as well.
Oh yeah, you can wear.
Because I
saw
in the show last.
They're
time.
Very. That's sort of for certain kings. Like just
horror.
Justin and I tend
I
to beef it up, and Jesse Dean tends to.
Because I saw a lot of suits and tomboy outfits.
Yeah.
Boy bands. You've done that as well. Some have done boy bands.
Yeah. Buster and I have done a few boy band things. We did Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet's back. All right.
Wow.
Similar.
We'll have to get this slot in another time.
Backstreet's back.
This is fabulous.
Yeah, we're ridiculously entertaining.
I know. That's why I love Kong's Kings.
Yeah, really.
I do. I love it.
We love
it.
You too.
Look us up on Facebook, Kong's Kings.
Oh, definitely. It's there. Yes. And I even put a link on Drag Time so people can find Kong's Kings.
Oh, good. There's lots of photos there too.
So, okay, song choice. Do anyone go for older song choices or is it more modern?
We all mix it up. I've done brand new songs. I've done super old songs. It's just ones that you can think of a good show to, really.
Yeah. It depends how you do your shows. I mean, I have different kind of ways that I go about doing drag. Some of them are ridiculously flamboyant. Some of them are kind of a bit more, I guess, masculine. Some of them are a bit more like
in your face?
Yeah. Some of them I take all my clothes off.
Some things in your face.
Oh, never.
My mum's so proud of me.
10 years of school for this.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, so drag kings, you know, they're not that much different to drag queens. Is there bitchiness?
Yes.
The truth comes out.
Sabotaging a number?
There can be. I don't think anyone's sabotaged anything. I think we're pretty helpful with each other.
Is there a pecking order? Is there, you know, top of the kings and
Melbourne drag kings, then Sydney. No.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh no! Right. Now we're gonna get like
you've got everyone on.
We're gonna have flaming dildos on our doorstep now.
Oh. Well, there are like yes. international ones,
yeah,
and obviously really well known ones. Like a lot of people love the ones that are really famous, like Sexy Galaxy, and I'm sure everyone has a bit of a Sexy Galaxy crush.
Okay.
I'm a little bit in love with Sexy.
Yes. So about how many people are you going to have coming on next Friday? I'll put it in now. Next Friday at 86 Smith Street.
Woo!
At the 86 on Smith Street.
It's just down the road from that other little men's club.
The old Neverwear
Circuit. The Circuit, yes.
Circuit.
Where the drag queens perform on a Sunday night.
Yes.
Sunday night at the Circuit. Well, 86 on Friday night, in June the 7th.
June 7th, next
June
Friday.
June the 7th, yep.
What time are you actually opening the doors?
Doors open at...
7?
8. No, the doors open at 8.
Oh, show starts at what?
Doors open at 8, and you are free to go there earlier. The Thai restaurant next door serves dinner.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everyone's
which
free
is
to
88.
Go in there.
Yeah. I can
say next door and cheer if you like. I don't know if we'll hear you.
I kept saying it was number 88. I don't know why. That was a tram, I think.
But they do have happy hour, so.
Okay. All right. And, okay. Is it open for anyone to come along to audition, to perform?
Oh, yeah.
We would really love for new people to come down and introduce themselves to
us.
We
even have a new one on every month.
Okay. We've got another song coming up now, and it's by another golden oldie who was a king of pop, John Paul Young. Mm-hmm. I Wanna Do It With You. Well, I don't know who I'm saying that to at the moment, but I'll say it out to Radio Land. I Want to Do It With You. But I think a drag king could do this one so well. I Want to Do It With You. Back in 1977,
can we practice a little bit?
He brought this one out. Okay. I Want to Do It With You with John Paul Young.
Mm-hmm. Our line is open for your feedback. On air at joy.org.au. You can have your say. SMS 0427 JOY 949. It's the perfect mix of music, news and interviews. JOY 94.9.
Yes, you're on Drag Time. It's Dame Maxine and I have the Drag Kings from King's Kongs.
Kong's
Kings. I knew I got it wrong again. Now, don't forget, if you want to ask them a question, you can SMS us on 0427 JOY 949. You never know what questions you might get.
Give me your number, I'll give you mine.
Or you can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Naked photos are okay.
Oh, yes.
Except that creepy stalker thing you were talking about before.
Now, before we go any further, I need to thank the show before us, Sound Museum, Leno, Jono and Michael, for a fabulous show of Around the World hits and tracks of the latest music. It was fabulous listening to them. Thank you for giving us a fabulous hour before we came on. It was something nice to relax to as we came on. Now, where am I? I'm down there.
Hello?
It's all right.
Where are you?
I'm so stunned by all these fabulous kings.
We're quite handsome.
Yes.
We're just that sexy.
See, I'm so used to queens all around the place. I've never had that many kings near me in one go.
We're a lot sexier.
My 5 o'clock shadow is just beautiful right now.
Ah, lovely. I try and pluck every so often. That was pluck, I said.
Damn.
Well, okay. Kong's Kings on Friday the...
7th?
Of June. Oh, we do have a question.
Yes.
Mr. Jess Dean, you spunk of a thing. Your sister and brother-in-law think you're awesome and know for certain that your mum is proud of you too. P.S. Dan Buster, you've got smooth tones.
Oh, stop it, you.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Criminal.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Em and Adam, and congratulations on getting engaged.
Oh, isn't that love, young love. Last time I was in love.
Breeders.
Well, no, we want them. We want more breeders.
Breeders make gay babies.
Exactly. Where do you think we came from?
Bring them to our shows.
Yes. Okay, speaking of show, who is invited?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody, your dog, or actually not your dogs, because I don't think dogs.
Oh, no, I don't
bring
think
bring photos
no.
of your dogs and show them around.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so what's the theme of the night? Have you got
drag
a theme?
King.
Drag kings.
Drag kings.
We don't really have a theme set. It's just everyone's personal shows.
Party time.
Yeah. Personal shows, get drunk, hope that you get laid.
No.
Drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. Yeah. Drink responsibly.
Responsibly,
yes.
Of course.
All night.
All night.
Exactly. And catch a cab home if you're going to drink nicely.
Yes. Buy your drag king's drinks.
Oh, there are trams that go past.
There are trams.
So be careful when you catch them.
Night Riders
tram. You're on the 86 tram line, so you'll be able to catch a tram right to the place. Yeah. Catch a cab home. It's cheap.
I'll give one lucky person a lift home.
Oh, yeah. You're on a promise there. Okay.
That's quite the offer.
Who, what, where? We know. We said it's in 86 Smith Street.
At the 86.
At the 86.
What's that? So Carlton? Collingwood or Richmond?
Collingwood.
Or
it's Collingwood. Oh. It's the Neverwhere?
I don't know.
Who said that?
Used to be Neverwhere, but now it is not, and we will not speak of that.
We won't say
it's the 86.
It's been revamped, and it's an amazing club now.
Collingwood. It is very nice.
Beautiful bar.
Everybody come and check it out, because you will
It's becoming a very popular GLBTI venue. Yep.
Yeah.
Quite a few different
events.
Genres are being used there.
Yes.
I haven't been there yet. Smashing the back out of it.
Because I know Polly does a show there on a Saturday night. And Tina Del Twist does a show there.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to have Kings there. Ah, this is fabulous.
But everybody needs to join our Facebook, because after this one we'll be back at Eureka and just
definitely
for everybody to know.
And your Facebook name is?
Kong's Kings.
Okay. It's an easy one.
We keep it. Guessing.
Pretty simple.
Yes.
Who knows what's happening?
It's got a nice picture on it too.
It does.
We've got lots of nice pictures on there now.
Lots of nice pictures.
We're going to have some merch coming out soon too.
Okay. So now, what sort of acts are they going to see? Do we know many of the shows that are acts that are coming up?
Okay, well, you're going to have Jesse Dean on the night with a couple of acts, which will be very diverse, very...
I'm going to bring some pretty sexy-looking dancers with me.
Got some dancers, got some glitter, got some...
Lots of glitter.
Got some nakedness, but only semi-ness. Then we've got...
I'm not naked much for this one.
Okay, then we've got Justin Sider, who will be bringing the Studley Muffin-ness.
I'm going to bring the cock rock back.
Bringing back the cock rock.
Oh, lovely.
What is the cock rock?
Oh, come on, ask that in public.
I want to know what the cock rock is, please.
Well, if you come along to my show, then you'll see.
Yes, that's all she needs to know.
I will be doing some rock.
Classic rock songs.
They're not quite so classic though. They're quite new. But definitely with a bit of grunt.
Who did the sci-fi one last time? They were playing with their PC3 or whatever they call that thing.
That was Gwendolyn and Lenny Lixer.
Yeah, that was excellent. Sitcom.
Remixed it.
Remixed, yeah. That was a really good one, that. And you had a lovely Aussie element in there.
Rusty O'Toole.
O'Toole.
That was one of the best ostentatious impersonations. How's that for a mouthful? And I didn't even get my mouth tongue tied around that one. I did try to say that then.
I know. I was going to say.
I'm sure Matthew can learn a lot.
Yes.
And we've also got the new performer, Connor Lingus. Who will be bringing some...
Glamming it up a bit.
Oh, fabulous. Welcome to Kong's Kings.
Because we like to have a new king on at least every month. And then we're also going to have back Nana Doris. Yes,
anybody that ever came back. I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Anybody that came to King Vic will have seen back in the day. So we're trying to get all of the King Vic crew back and everybody into that again as well.
Mm. Oh, fabulous.
Very excited.
So how many shows will you be putting on? On the night.
Oh, I've got two spots.
I've got one.
Four per half.
And myself will be emceeing and maybe kicking the night off with a bit of a show as well.
So I'll throw it out there. If anyone wants to perform, who do they contact?
They contact Kong's Kings on the Facebook page or...
Come down.
They just come to the show and talk to Justin Sider or myself, bust her. And
or we'll talk to Jesse for a special fee.
Oh.
Don't talk to Jesse.
Oh, that sounds more like drag queens every time I hear them. Yeah,
yeah. Probably wrong.
Take off your pants.
Okay. So it's open to anyone to come along. The shows are fabulous. And I was so amazed the last one that as soon as they said the show was on, everyone was, you know, seated, ready. It was like five rows of seats.
Everybody's
and everyone,
there to see the shows. They're that amazing.
Say. Yeah. You don't get that on a drag queens thing, you know, apart from at the circuit when they play the music. Mm. Oh, okay. I've just been shown a new email that's come up. What's the chance of a pash with Buster at King's?
Hey.
Depends what they look like, isn't it? Oh, wait, I didn't say that.
As long as I get to watch.
Did you promise one on the first night?
Yeah. Oh, I don't
know. I think I remember.
And that was
that.
Justin and I, and that was a total joke. We were never going to. Someone brothers. Seriously. Hack.
Yeah. We'll
who's asking? I demand
show
to
yourself.
Send a naked photo.
Wear a lovely something on the night so they know who you are. No, roses too much. What could they wear for you tonight?
About the carnation in the buttonhole.
No, bow tie.
Oh, everyone's going to be wearing a bow tie. They're lesbians.
We'll have to think of something though to identify them.
Red lipstick.
What if not everyone up wearing red lipstick?
It's Michelle who emailed, wasn't it?
No one knows who you're talking about.
No. Okay, so we'll recap. Kong's Kings. Who are they?
Justin Sider.
Bust Hair.
Connor Lingus.
And Jesse Dean.
Excellent. And our behind the scenes. What do they call that? A
lighting person.
Lighting technician.
Well, actually, our sound.
We need
it. Oh, and sound
our
as well.
Sound engineer.
Sound engineer and lighting. We need a name for her. So think about a nice name. What's your first name, love? Oh, I don't know whether you've ever
Lucy
been called
Lucy.
Lucy. Now, under all that was Lucy.
Lucy. Go with Juicy Lucy.
Juicy Lucy. Luscious Lucy.
Juicy Lukey?
Oh, I don't know. No. All I can think of is Lucille Ball, but I won't do that. I'm a bit older.
Juicy Lucy.
Okay, so they're coming to Kong's Kings. Where?
At the 86.
On Smith Street.
June 7th.
June 7th. What time?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Excellent. Thank you very much for coming in. It's
Thank
been
you.
Great having you. And our next song we've got is by Mark Holden, another golden oldie, back in 1976. Some of you might have been born back then. I don't know. Don't forget to become members on Joy 94.9. It's our radiothon starting this Friday. Don't forget you can join under Drag Time.
Drag Time.
Yes, all those drag kings and queens would love you to join on Drag Time.
Oh, yeah.
And our song is I Wanna Make You My Lady. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the kings could do something with that.
Real people, real topics. Joy 94.9. Melbourne's most uplifting station gives you the most fantastic shows daily. Joy 94.9.
Hello, loves. Yes, you're back on Drag Time. And I have the fabulous drag kings from Kong's Kings in the studio. Hello. Woo! I've got a Buster, and I've got a Justin, and I've got a Jesse D, and I've got a Connor Lingus, and I've got a Lucy. How's that? Ah! I've done well. I've also got a Heath and a KJ and a Maxine, but apart from that, you know, we're just little extras here for tonight. And if you're listening or could hear through the radio waves, the dance moves that were going on during those last two numbers, it was fabulous. We might try and put that down on Facebook. there was a video done.
It wasn't quite a video. I was doing a panoramic shot, and unfortunately...
the delete button got hit?
No. I've got the pictures, but we've got a few people with two faces and some people that are very distorted.
Do I just look like a white cloud?
Connor in particular has a very interesting look on one of them.
Oh. What happens when you never get to see what goes on? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we were talking about male divas or divos, especially Aussie divos. So, for the Kings, what characters have you actually portrayed in your impersonations?
Well, I've done...
What music have you used?
Oh. Well, I've done Mad Hatter and I've done it to Hangover.
Oh.
That was...
With a Hangover or to Hangover?
Well, both.
It helps sometimes. A couple of little shots, you know.
Yeah.
Ask any drag queen. What sort of music do you choose?
I think we've all done a lot of different things. Like, I've done a range of different things from, you know, new stuff, random other songs that come out, like Justin Timberlake stuff. I've done, for New Year's last year, I did Living on a Prayer.
We were cowboys together.
We've done cowboys together. Not literally.
Brokeback Mountain.
Tag team.
They totally were.
Save the horse, ride the cowboy.
Oh. That's what we did. That is exactly what we did. That's our show.
Oh, I like that one too. Yeah. Would I bang the desk? Yes, I would.
I've done rockabilly. I've done a werewolf. I've been all kinds of characters. It's
Adam
hard
Lambert.
To really narrow it down to, yeah, to say that you're just one kind of genre. Some people are. Some people really mix it up, though.
And I think it gives us a scope of characters if we can do different numbers and how you interpret that number, isn't it?
Oh, okay. All right, I'm right on there. I'm trying not to.
Yeah, definitely. I think you can take all sorts of different parts of your personality and throw them into all different sorts of songs that you want to do.
Mm.
So when you look at the music, do you actually look at the words of what the song is about and pick out how you're going to do that number?
I really like to add a bit of a comic value to my shows, and everybody's different, but yeah. If I can think of something that I think will be hilarious...
The double entendre in the music.
I'll do the shit out of it, yeah.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
I love that. I love it.
Are we allowed to swear?
Sorry.
Not swear words.
No, it's after 10.
Scheisenhausen, I'm sure it's fine.
They're drag words. We're after 10. Okay, we've got some more. Jessie Dean, you're too sexy for your own good. You make me weak at the knees. Love, Audrey Lee.
Hey, hey.
Oh,
oh. Well, Audrey Lee, you have my number.
Oh. Ah, dial a date here any day. Ah, this is fabulous. Well, now, okay, we're talking about Aussie divos, and my research assistant, KJ, I'm going to hand it over to you now. I want you to go through some of the Kings of Pops who have been listed and give us a bit of an idea of some of the names that we may not even remember. Some of us might have never heard of. Some of the Aussie divos. Here we go. KJ.
Of course, we've got the late, great Peter Allen.
Peter Allen.
I've done a Peter Allen.
Keep going.
Okay. We also have Jimmy Barnes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Barnesy.
Daryl Braithwaite. Sorry. And we also have Ronnie Burns, Brian Cadd, John Camilleri, Kev Carmody.
Kev? Okay.
Yes. From Big...
Oh,
yeah. From Little Things, Big Things Grow.
Oh, that's a good Queen's number.
Yes. You've got, for those country people, Troy Cassadaly. You've got Johnny Chester for the Moldy Oldies. And the best one I can remember is Shame and Scandal in the Family. That would be a ripper. Mm. Richard Clapton, Girls on the Avenue.
So you've been doing a lot... Hang on, I'll come back here. Yes, I'm back here again. You've been doing a lot of research, so we'll try and put some of these names on Drag Time, and that gives us a lot of information about the fact that when we look at a lot of the Aussie divas or the Aussie male singers, you know, we forget that... You know, when you look at classic divas, the females, you know, some of them have only sung, some of them have been in movies and sung, some of them have done performances like cabaret and things like that, or in theatre. You know, can you remember Graham Kennedy or Bert Newton?
Oh, Bert.
Or
Moonface.
Moonface.
Don King.
Who?
Don King.
Who's that?
Don King, you know, the guy with the wild hair.
Don King. I don't know him.
You've obviously never watched boxing.
Oh,
Don Lane.
No, he's an Aussie. He's an American, but we allowed him because he came over here. Russell Crowe. He does sing, but I don't know that we ever know him. He's
like
more of a gladiator.
Grunt.
Yeah. I think he does a real grunge singing, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, Hugh Jackman.
a huge
awesome
Jackman. Oh.
Wolverine.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh no, he was good in Les Mis.
Les Miserables.
Oh, yes.
There's a few
I'd
characters
let him
in
hold
that.
Me.
Yes. So, any characters you can think of, Aussie characters, modern ones now.
Oh, modern ones.
Who are the boys? Modern boys who are around? Who you think would be?
Justin Timberlake.
But they're not Aussie.
He's not Aussie.
All oh, right, yeah.
Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
Would he be classed as a diva? Do you think?
I don't know.
I know
he's
he was in Priscilla, but
out.
You know he's faded out.
Yeah.
What about Jason Donovan from the old Neighbours? What about any of the TV shows? Yeah, the Neighbours or the
Neighbours.
Yeah. Well, who sang that one was
Barry Crocker.
Barry Crocker.
Yeah, he sang the words to that.
Can we do a Neighbours show?
Oh, no. That would be fabulous.
Please.
Well, it would last for months and months and months.
People would come back in a year and still know what's going on.
It's almost as good as Days of Our Lives. Yeah, you can have a pregnancy the last 2.5 years.
Actually, I watched Home and Away last night with my mum and I was completely confused as to what was happening.
Yeah, I have that problem too. Yeah, give me a video any day.
I have that with my own life.
So when we're looking at Aussie divas, Peter Allen, Todd McKinney.
What about Anthony Collier?
He's a bit
or
short.
Or his partner.
Or his partner. He's a bit short.
Oh, la, la.
I can't really talk. I'm wearing heels at the moment.
Well, I'm a bit biased because I have a photo of Tim from last week when he came. He was the MC at the Volunteers Awards that I was at, and I have a lovely personal photo with him.
Do you sleep with it?
It's on my phone. And he grabbed my scarf, my rainbow scarf, and put it around him as we had the photo. And I said, well, I'll pretend I'm Anthony.
Close enough.
You haven't washed it, have you?
No, I haven't. Nor the scarf either. Would I
say really sweaty
like
in
that?
Here.
It's a hot show tonight.
We're actually all naked.
Ah, okay, so we've got lots of Aussie divos for you to choose from. We've got boy bands, we've got Aussie bands, and they're coming out of the woodwork, aren't they? When you see shows
Everyone's
like
coming out.
The Voice, Australia's Got Talent, all those, would you say they're producing one-hit wonders or divas?
One-hit wonders.
Bit of both. Think a lot of them have been one-hit wonders. But
it's
people,
a bit of a sausage factory.
Some people like Anthony Collier have gone and done other things. They're not really things that people know of.
Or Guy Sebastian. I quite like him
live.
Jack
Vidgen did nothing after...
Yep.
Who?
Yeah.
That's Jack Vidgen. Yeah, he did a couple of one-number shows. Mark Vincent, he's done very well for himself. He's a name you haven't heard of either? No.
Yep. Nothing.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson smashed it.
She has.
Isn't she American?
She was on one of the shows.
But is she lesbian?
No, she's hot.
She's hot.
We'd make her
a
lesbian.
I've heard that. She can be a token mongrel.
Casey Donovan didn't do very well either.
Well, we've got Kylie. You can have Kelly.
Oh, Kylie.
Well, she's a diva.
She's a banging diva.
Is she ever? Well, we've had a fabulous time with our kings. I'll go back over our Kong's Kings, and it's on. What, where, and when, and why?
Friday the 7th of June.
It starts at 8, but you can get there earlier for a bit of food.
And if anyone wants to actually perform, what time do they have to get there if they want to perform?
Just get there at 8. How about that?
Come prepared.
Yeah. Probably no later than 9. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Come at 8 and buy us a drink.
You're flexible,
and
are you?
Come at 9 and don't.
Please, do buy us a beverage.
Very, very flexible, aren't you?
Yeah.
They can do. Come in and you'll fit them in.
Yeah. I can touch my toes.
Okay. And where's it being performed at?
At the 86 on Smith Street.
On Smith Street. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Catch the
86 tram. Be very, what is it, drinking conscious?
Responsible.
Oh, that's what it is.
I hope everyone's conscious.
Drinking till you're unconscious. I mean, wait.
No, you please can stay drink, conscious. But catch a cab home.
Yes. We'll just roll you.
Or get a lift with
See,
me.
See, the more they drink, the better we look.
That's it. Beer goggles
But
on.
They drink responsibly. So don't drink and drive, or if you do, only have one. All right. We've got our last song coming up, and it is Anthony Clear. After our community service announcement, and one of our main community service announcements we've got to tell you about is what's coming up next week. All the Kongs, what's coming up? What can you win if you renew your membership or join?
A Matchbox car.
A Matchbox
Mustang.
Car.
Oh.
And a photo of a car.
Really small Mustang that looks like a Suzuki Swift.
A Suzuki Swift. It's Radiothon starting this Friday. Woo. Don't forget to join up or renew your membership. Yeah. Because without your help, we can't survive. We need our volunteers and we need our memberships.
Yay.
So our final song we're having for tonight is one of the newest, after our community service announcement, of course, is Anthony Clear with All I Want Is You from his new album, 30. I'm sure one of the Kong's Kings will be able to do Anthony with pleasure.
I'm short enough for it.
Melbourne's most lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen. Joy 94.9.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Yes, you're on Drag Time. We're just about to finish. And coming up now is Purple Speech with Michael and Colin. And it's a special transgender discussion. And I know that one of the people they'll be talking to is Paige Phoenix, who was at the Marriage Equality Rally.
Ooh.
So it'd be fabulous. So thank you to all my Kong's Kings who came in tonight. We've had some fabulous emails in.
Don't read them, T-boner.
And I even had a Freudian slip with one of the names. I said Audrey Lezzo, but it's not. It's Audrey Lee Rizzo. I don't
summarize.
Know.
I love
Would
you, Audrey.
Like that. Anyway, thank you to Heath and thank you to KJ. Thank you to Lucy, to Buster, to Justin Sider.
Justin Sider.
To Connor Lingus and to
Jesse Dean.
Why did I go Justin again?
Can just keep going. Justin,
I'm Dane McGee, and you're on Drag Time. It's fabulous. And coming up now is Purple Speech. Don't forget, see us next week. Sign up for Radiothon. We'd love to hear you. And this show will be going on to podcast, so you can listen to us over and over and over again. Yay. You can take us to bed and listen to us.
Yes.
Oh,
just hug your pillow and pretend we're next to you.
Ah.
All of us.
Karen Moulton, you're going to cop a pash.
Okay, Drag Time, over and out.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.